This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Wondering what's going on in the world of health, the news from that sector, things that will affect you, what's going on, and how can we help? That's what the Good Day Health Show is all about. Dr. Jack Stockwell joins me now. I'm Doug Steffen, more importantly, you. This week, Dr. Jack and his wife, Mary, are going to talk you through the science of strokes, different kinds, variations. Who knew there were different kinds of strokes? But I guess There are as many. My father died of a stroke, and all I knew was that basically his blood vessels blew up in his brain. So what do we need to know? What's more important to know about? I wouldn't think knowing the different kinds of strokes or that information is as important as how to avoid having a stroke. So shall we put the two of them together, Jack?
Well, sure. And there's two major types, Doug. There's The ruptured blood vessel,
yeah,
that is about 15% of strokes, and it's much more deadly. And then, of course, there's the blocked artery in the brain, the thrombus, the occlusion, the clot, that stops blood from getting downstream from wherever that clot forms. And they both essentially have somewhat the same kind of cause, which is a combination of malnutrition, for one thing. They're not getting the micronutrients they need in their diet. And then the other thing is the constant, non-stopping inflammation going on inside the arterial walls from elevated insulin. And that inflammation is, so your body is set to rebuild and repair. And it's either building and repairing itself, or it's dealing with inflammation. And it can't repair itself in the midst of inflammation. And when our diets are such that our insulin levels are constantly high, in other words, we're eating too many processed carbohydrates and we're not getting enough of the micronutrients we need, eventually the arterial walls get, they stiffen, they harden, they're very brittle. Your arteries in your brain and the capillaries and everything should be like a wet spaghetti noodle. They should be very flexible. The movements that we make when we walk and our muscles and everything, all the little blood vessels throughout the entire body should be able to bend and move and twist as we do the same thing. Inside the brain, there isn't that much movement, but they still need the same kind of nutrition that the rest of the body requires. And in the podcast, we mentioned the latest publication that came out from Johns Hopkins Medical School's health letter. And they said, it's really kind of cool, because they said, if you were going to sit down to create the best anti-stroke drug possible, and I'm quoting, you could do no better than Mother Nature's made rutin. It's a particular kind of protein, and it's abundant in buckwheat leaf juice and beet greens. And this is from their med school, for crying out loud. It goes on and says there's nothing in the world better to strengthen and revitalize the blood vessels of the brain than this thing called rutin.
Rutin,
R-U-T-I-N.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So where are we going with this in terms of, you are a Nuka chiropractor, you practice a specialty that is rare in our country, also a GAPS practitioner, but I wonder, when I am on your table and you're adjusting my neck, how much of what you're doing influences the blood flow into my brain and thus hopefully keeps me from at some later date having a stroke? Is that, how do we combine the imagery for both of those things, or am I stretching too far?
No, you're not at all. There's something that's called the carotid sinus that's in the area where I work on the spine. The carotid sinus has an awful lot to do with blood pressure. There was a medical research, a pilot research program back in, I think, 2007, 2008, regarding the work I do and its ability to lower blood pressure in type 2 hypertensive people. The only people allowed in the study were people who were taking two different kinds of drugs, and they still had high blood pressure. And it was supervised by a Dr. Bakris out of Illinois, who is considered Dr. Hypertension. He's published over 600 medical research papers. And he was guiding this research. And even he was dumbfounded as to how a correction to the spine at the very top that I do could lower blood pressure. And once the physiology was explained, the area of the body that controls blood pressure is in the brain, but some of its signaling messages come from the very top of the neck, which is, it's just kind of ground central for an awful lot of functions, not the least of which is nerve innervation to the organs of the body, not just blood flow, but gas exchanges inside the lungs, and the ability of organs to follow the command of the brain, the ability of the brain to get information back into it from the organs. All this information is passing through that area of the spine and the neck where I do my work. Mm-hmm. So, yes, when I work on you, the idea of, you go to a chiropractor because you got some back pain, that's maybe 10% of what I address in my clinic.
Well, a lot of people have worked on various parts of their body, chiropractically, kind of like acupuncture, other things where you think there's one result from involving yourself in that specialty, and that's not true because the body is so interconnected.
Yes.
And so that's foolish.
And acupuncture is trying to work on the energy meridians of the body because we know that we are electrical creatures. And as these electrical signals are passing through the body, acupuncture is trying to do is to get rid of the obstruction, the restriction, the resistance for normal flow of these electrical forces through the body using the meridians on the body. I mean, even medicine now recognizes the fact that there are electrical meridians in the body. The
people
FDA
don't know
recognizes
what a meridian
that.
Is. Most people don't know what a meridian is.
Well, there are certain points on the body that you can't see, but you can measure them electrically on the fingers, on the toes that are the endpoints of these, I don't know what else to call them, but wires. Part of the nervous
wires.
System.
That's a great analogy.
Wires. Yeah. And they connect from one side of the body to the other side of the body, and they literally run through organs from one side of the body to the other. Now, why they're there, I don't know. But the acupuncturists of China, hundreds of years ago, probably thousands of years ago, without the use of microscopes and modern-day high-tech equipment, discovered these kinds of things. And this has been around for a long, long time. And when these energy wires are interrupted for some reason, maybe diet, maybe lifestyle, maybe stress, whatever, what an acupuncturist is trying to do and attempts to do and is usually successful at it is to open up these nerve pathways.
Right.
So
open
the brain... Yeah, the brain is once again connected to these areas of the body that are having trouble, and the brain knows immediately what to do about it once the signal gets through.
I find that in this, and I haven't actually had that much other than you chiropractic lately. I've been more with a physical trainer who is doing a lot of the same sort of thing that you'd find at a regular chiropractor, but she just goes further into it. And acupuncture, those things are very helpful as well. There's a lot of stuff around. People need to experiment and find what works for them. But certainly there are enough things that are off the beaten path that you can experiment with that aren't crazy expensive. I just find that people who are afraid tend to stick with the same things and do them over and over again. And what's the definition of craziness, doing the same thing over and over again, expecting it to have a different result? Does it?
Well, we have a lot more information at ForbiddenDoctor.com. If you just go there and search for stroke, there's protocols and a lot more information than we have time to go into on the show today that explains the different kinds of strokes, where they come from, and how to prevent them.
Right. Podcast 149 at ForbiddenDoctor.com is about prevention. It is about responding, if you will, to the problems. And so, but to avoid it, there's a product that Jack works with called Sirota. I never pronounced this right.
Sirota.
Sirota. When you take the symptom survey that Jack offers, symptom survey at forbiddendoctor.com, it's a personalized way, a protocol, if you will, understanding what's going on in your body. You're asking Jack the questions of people who will visit your website, and they respond, and then you sort of tell them what's going on.
For free.
Important analysis doesn't cost any money. You can go to, again, forbiddendoctor.com. Here's the, speaking of benefits, a lot of benefits. Listen carefully to the things we talk about. We're trying to solve problems, bring you benefits of certain things that you can be exposed to. And one of them certainly is Calitren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. Calitren is a collagen support system, in a sense. Collagen is the building block, the protein in your body that helps you stay muscular, helps you stay strong, and in this circumstance, it works its way into your body. You work out, pushes the fat out, because fat goes away a lot more quickly than muscle does, and so that's how you're going to lose the weight. Build up a little muscle, use the protein and the collagen, put them all together. I don't know. Does it sound like I'm too deep? Sometimes I say that to you.
No.
You're too deep in the weeds.
No. You're right on point, because the muscle tissue, the striated tissue of our muscle structures prefer fat for their energy, because there's twice as much energy in a gram of fat compared to a gram of protein or a gram of carbohydrates. And the whole idea is, if you can strengthen the increase the protein structure of your body, it's going to consume more fat.
Yep.
No, you're not too deep in the woods at all. It's a very simple concept.
All right. Well, the simplest concept is to get on the product Calitren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, which for 30 years has been the country's healthiest choice for weight loss. You can go to toploss.com, get the special deal there, 10% off whatever you buy, and if you buy three bottles or more, you get the fourth one free. Got to use the box and put DJV in it. That's the box where you get the discounts. Toploss.com. Order Calitren. That's the way to get it. It's the most effective way of maintaining weight, losing it, and keeping it off. No adverse effects, because it's all natural. Go to Toploss.com. Get the discount using the code DJV. Calitren contains absolutely no drugs, absolutely no stimulants. It is completely safe to take, even if you're taking other medications. It's guaranteed or your money back. So you want to lose the weight, get on the program, maintain your weight, stay on the program, take care of things, aches and pains, stay with Calitren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Calitren. You get it by going to toploss.com, 10% off when you use the DJV code, and if you buy more than three bottles, you get a fourth one free. Make sure you check that box, though, for DJV to get the special deal. Or you can talk to a counselor at 833-TOP-LOSS. People hear me talking about Calitren on the air, and they want to know what the real deal is, what the story is. So I tell them to call that number and talk to an expert. Get on the program. Sign up. Get all of the benefits by going to toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV. Admit it, you probably want to eat in a more healthy fashion, but getting enough organic fruits and vegetables into your diet every day can be very hard to do. That's why I'm very excited to introduce you to Texas Superfood. Texas Superfood has created a blend of the best USDA organic vine-ripened fruits and vegetables, all in a convenient capsule or powder form. Dr. Dennis Black invented Texas Superfood over 20 years ago with one goal in mind: to help you get the all-natural nutrition you need and deserve. Texas Superfood Complete Organic makes eating healthy easy. Personally, I love knowing that every time I take Texas Superfood, I'm getting 55 naturally grown raw fruits and vegetables. So go to TexasSuperfood.com/Doug to see their full line of quality nutritional products. That's TexasSuperfood.com/Doug, or you can call them at 855-TEXAS-55, TexasSuperfoods.com/Doug.
I'm I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Intelligence matters. It's important. We've got him here. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here on Good Day Health. The archives at gooddayhealthshow.com. Jack tells me in the one that's current, there are two podcasts. Jack has his that he and Mary, his wife, work on. ForbiddenDoctor.com is the place to go for that. But the conversations that Jack and I have are at gooddayhealthshow.com in the form of a podcast. And so one of the things in the current podcast is a focus on low-dose aspirin and what the alternatives for that are. You can get that by listening to Jack at gooddayhealthshow.com. Also, you can learn why it's good to take cod liver oil, plus a lot of information about maintaining health. The oil, I want to go back a little bit to what we were talking about, strokes, Jack, and wonder out loud whether having oil, primrose oil and the regular fish oil, other oils, is a good way to keep you from also having a stroke because of what. Now, I'm not trying to put words in your mouth, but I'm just thinking that it makes sense because the fish oil keeps your arteries smooth and clean. Doesn't it help to keep them open? Is there a particular oil?
Yes. No, you're absolutely correct.
Things open a little bit better than others?
I couldn't say it better. No, you're absolutely correct. It's wonderful food for the blood vessels. Again, we talk about that at ForbiddenDoctor.com. We have some information at the website. But you're right. It feeds the walls of the blood vessels. And the EPA, the DHA, the essential fatty acids in there are necessary for good brain function. But that's in our protocol on our website. So, and I think we actually talked about it in the latest podcast, but you're absolutely correct. The fish oil is absolutely essential. I mean, I couldn't even begin to count the number of studies that exist out there now to underscore what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's very important for all of us to understand our bodies. I say that over and over and over again. One of the things that has continued, and maybe more, and I got this note from somebody, and I thought, okay, we need to go back to this again, the gluten sensitivity problem. And is it the same? The question here is gluten and celiac or non-celiac. This person obviously has a problem because she knows that there is a difference, or she claims to know there's a difference between non-celiac gluten intolerance and celiac gluten intolerance. That's news to me, and I've got gluten intolerance. So what's the? How do we separate this out? Do you know, Jack?
Well, there's only one thing that causes an allergy. Only one.
This is all about allergies, yeah.
Yeah, and it's a protein that gets into the bloodstream that does not belong there. Now, there's a lot of food sensitivities that people will have for whatever reason that's not necessarily an allergy. But when we talk about a gluten allergy, we're talking about a protein from certain kinds of grains, especially wheat, that got through the blood, through the gut wall into the bloodstream that it shouldn't. And it's not so much whether it's a gluten celiac or a non-gluten celiac. The celiac simply is holes in the walls of the gut that are leaking not just gluten proteins, but other kinds of material through the wall of the gut into the bloodstream, causing all kinds of immune responses that shouldn't be taking place. And the answer isn't to try to sort through, well, is this a gluten or non-gluten, or how do I deal with this celiac or that, or what drug do I take for the anti-inflammatory effect? Once you understand, if you heal the wall of the gut...
And how do we do that?
Podcast 4. 42 and 43. Podcast 4, 42 and 43 is a great way to start.
ForbiddenDoctor.com. 28 past the hour here on Good Day Health.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I feel wonderful. I mean, a while ago, I was walking and my whole left side went tingly. And I don't know what happened. I've had the after effects of that in my hands and my legs. And I've noticed that since I take the fruits and veggies, I don't have that anymore. So that is one thing that I am very, very pleased with. And I don't feel any of that tingly sensation in my foot. It's like my nerves are getting healed or something. It's just wonderful. I love this. I'm very, very impressed with this product.
For a limited time, use discount code DJV to receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code DJV.
Losing weight is one of the best feelings in the world. What's even better is when people notice. Most people who take Calogen say they sleep better, have less joint pain, and more energy throughout the day. It's all natural, so it doesn't interfere with any of your medications, and it has an 86% success rate with weight loss. Just take it at night, right before you go to bed. It's that easy. Calogen is science-based with 20 years of success.
Calogen has worked miracles for me. I have regained my energy, and it's just been amazing.
My name is Joyce. I've used Calogen, and I've lost 61 pounds, and it makes my sister-in-laws jealous. It really works.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it. So far, I've lost 45 pounds.
Today is the perfect day to join over 100,000 others who have used Calitrin to lose weight, sleep better, have less joint pain, and more energy. Use the promo code TOPLOSS to save an additional 10%. Call 833-TOPLOSS or visit TOPLOSS.com. That's 833-TOPLOSS or TOPLOSS.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Protests against Brett Kavanaugh did not just take place throughout Washington. There was also one in Boston on Friday night.
He was partisan, reactive in a horrifying manner, had an agenda on his own. That person should not hold a position of that power over other people.
This, as the full Senate vote to possibly confirm him to the High Court, will take place sometime this afternoon. While acknowledging that Christine Blasey Ford's testimony was sincere, painful, and compelling, and that the accuser is a sex assault survivor
Republican Susan Collins added, "I do not believe that these charges can fairly prevent Judge Kavanaugh from serving on the court. Democrats and constituents in Maine are already promising to vote her out of office." You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC Tax Program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC Tax Program. Once you are accepted into the CNC Tax Program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
To continue the focus on you and your health with, I guess, significant to extreme diagnosis, courtesy of Dr. Jack Stockwell. Do you have a Facebook page? I don't know that I've ever friended
you. Yes, Forbidden Doctor.
Oh, but you don't have
Forbidden
one
Doctor
for Jack
Facebook,
Stockwell.
I do, but, you know, that Forbidden Doctor is where I'd like people to go.
I know it is where you want everybody to go. All right, so we continue moving forward here. The questions that come from people, sometimes they have more time to deal with this stuff and sometimes not. But I appreciate all the people that send things along to us at Doug Steffen on Twitter, Doug at DougSteffen.com. There are a lot of people who are interested in their structure. One of the things that we talk about here with regard to keeping your body strong and healthy, losing weight with Calitrin, that sort of thing. So the question comes on how long my skeleton, this lady wants to know how long her skeleton continues to grow. Now, I think she may be confused because I have said lately, and I've said any number of times, that our cellular structure is replaced every 3 minutes to 3 weeks to 3 months. Whether you know it's your skin, every 30 days is all new cellularly. Your bones, I think, are the slowest, but they change their cellular structure all the time. So this person wonders if her skeleton, and I think maybe that's the confusion. I'm saying that you grow new cells. I'm not saying that you grow new, your skeleton is going to change. Am I on solid ground here?
Well, the skeleton is going to change. It's dynamic. It's not like the two befores that frame your house. There's something called an osteoblast, which is the beginning of a new bone cell that becomes an osteocyte. And then that osteocyte will last for a long time, but you have a cleanup system in your skeleton, cells called osteoclasts. And they come along and clean out the old bone cell to lay down new bone cell. So, you know, it's just like the old adage, you know, well, how what's life like? Oh, I'm just sitting around watching the paint dry. So for something really slow type of process and boring, that's what bones are. They're dynamic. They're not static. They're constantly turning over, but not very quickly, like you said. Osteocytes, the bone cell itself, will last for a long time. And they change according to the pressure patterns that you put on them, such as the people up in the International Space Station. As soon as they're up there out of the gravity field of the Earth, they immediately start losing bone mass because there's no strength or no pulling on the bone anymore. People who are joggers and runners, if they're and weightlifters and people who are active in sports, if their diet supports it, will have bones of steel. People who sit at an office desk all day long for 8 hours a day and really do not put heavy demand upon the strength of their bones, they're going to lose a certain amount of bone mass because your body is very, very adaptive to the pressures that's placed upon it, especially the skeleton.
All right, so what's the answer to her question?
Well, she says, do bones continue to grow? You know, for girls, their bones stop growing around 15, 16, 17 years old. Boys' bones will stop growing in the sense of extended growth around 21, 22. But thereafter, throughout the rest of their life, their skeleton is slowly turning over. Old cells are cleaned out. New cells are laid down. And so if you mean grow, that continues as long as we're alive.
You're not going to grow bigger. Your bones maybe grow stronger.
Yes.
Depending on what you're putting into your body and how much you're exercising it and that sort of thing. The muscle supports the bone strength. But without either of those two things, you live a really short life. You got to have bones being
strong. The osteoporosis drugs that are out there floating around interrupt this process. They're very dangerous.
Mm-hmm. Somebody just sent me, I'm going back for a second, if I may, to the gluten sensitivity discussion that we had. And the question comes from this person, Louise, wonders out loud whether what she's read is true, that the active ingredient in gluten products is glyphosate. Is that a common thread in gluten products? In other words, we've talked about Monsanto's stuff that they've created and how many people react. Glyphosate is a horrible thing to get in your body. It binds with all kinds of other cells in your body and leaky gut and all that other stuff. You know, I'm wondering, I'm trying to stay away from anything that isn't organic as well.
Well, that's the answer, Doug. If you want to stay away
it's
from
hard, life, Jack, to find all this. It really is hard.
Well,
to find
you go to the stores, like here in Salt Lake, there's a lot of supermarkets now that have a rather growing organic section. Mm-hmm. And you go up to the grocer in there or the store manager, somebody else, and say, hey, thank you. Thank you so much for taking the time and the expense to provide for us these organic materials. They'll continue to do it. When you get something that's organic, it's not going to have glyphosate on it. And a lot of glyphosate poisoning today just mimics the picture of Lyme disease. There's a lot of people who have been diagnosed with Lyme who don't have Lyme. They're having glyphosate poisoning.
So that was something we came to with me a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm. And so it's part of the Roundup. And so they have wheat ready Roundup, and they've got, you know, barley ready Roundup, and they've got potato ready Roundup. And it's hard to get away from this, even though there's countries in Europe now banning the use of glyphosate pesticides and herbicides in their country because those smaller landlocked places that don't have the open spaces that the United States has, it's hard to get away from any of that stuff at all. And they've recognized a lot of health problems, especially elderly people are having, or because they're getting this glyphosate stuff. Now, there's no relationship between glyphosate and gluten. Gluten is a protein structure inside of wheat. Glyphosate is a chemical that is used to spray over crops as an insecticide, pesticide, herbicide.
Well, it doesn't contribute to it, though? seems to me that I've seen.
What do you mean there. Contribute?
The glyphosate contributes to the problems that are created by maybe almost unindicted co-conspirators, the gluten and the glyphosate.
Oh, it just, yes, it just compounds
together.
The problem. Yeah, you're right.
But they,
it does. It
they don't merge.
It.
They don't have a merging.
No, they
quality.
Don't. No, they don't have a chemical a mixture between the two of them. The glyphosate is coming from foods that have been sprayed commercially, and the gluten is an inherent part of wheat.
Let me ask you one more question about this. As I'm thinking about, we've talked a lot about fish oils here, omega-3s, that sort of thing. Is there such a thing as an organic, and should people be looking for an organic fish? Because this stuff, glyphosate, whatever it is in the water. It's everywhere. So is it, when you are absorbing the fish oil, could you be absorbing, if it's not the purest form, in fish oil supplements, there are a lot of different them. Is there a danger?
Well, that's a great question. And fish have livers, and fish have kidneys, and fish have processes within their body to keep themselves as clean as possible. Vegetables don't. Vegetables don't have livers, and they don't have kidneys. And when they get sprayed with this stuff, it stays with the vegetable. Now, if you're going to get fish oil, and I like the krill oil that you recommend, we have some stuff on our website, you want to make sure the laboratories that check this stuff out before it ever hits the marketplace is constantly monitoring the purity, the way it's produced, because there are sources like cod liver oil from the North Sea off the coast of Norway is the purest cod liver oil on the planet. Tuna liver oil coming from the South Pacific when you start getting towards the Polynesian Islands is the cleanest tuna oil on the planet. And so you kind of have to shop around this kind of stuff to make sure you get a very good product. And there are really good products, that krill oil that advertises on the show. I highly recommend them.
All right, why don't we do that? As a matter of fact, right now, tell people the story of Purity Products Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. This is a small capsule. This is not the same size as the normal omega 3 capsule that you get. It's about half that size, but it has twice as much in it. Pretty interesting how they concentrate this product, the fish oil and the krill oil together, and the result is something that will help you feel a lot better physically. I'm moving around in my chair. As I understand, the omega-3s are great for your circulatory system, as we've discussed ad nauseum here. Not as many people know about krill oil, which has been recently discovered to have great components to boost your joint comfort. It helps lubricate the bursa, the stuff that lubricates your joints so that your knees move and your ankles move and your elbows move and your shoulders move. All of those bones, when they come together, they need to be lubricated so they won't creak and crawl and get stiff and arthritic. And so that's why this is a good product for that. And to make it all very simple, you call 800-355-1493 and order a free bottle, because they know it'll work. They want you to try it. So they ask you to pay for the shipping, and that's it. Claim your free bottle now, free bottle of Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 by calling 800-355-1493. Get the best of the fish oil, best of the krill oil. It has CoQ10 for energy. 800-355-1493. Your free one-month supply is here. Put it to the test. You will love the results, and you'll stay with the folks who are going to provide this for you as long as you need it and want it. The folks at Purity Products, reach them now at 800-355-1493.
This message is brought to you by Johnson & Johnson Health and Wellness Solutions Incorporated. Osteoarthritis, also known as OA, is one of the most common forms of arthritis, according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. OA can lead to significant pain and stiffness in joints, such as the knees or hips, making it difficult to carry out everyday activities, like going for a walk, gardening, or playing with your children or grandchildren. In fact, OA is one of the most common reasons a person will need a joint replacement. The decision to have knee or hip replacement surgery is personal and can be challenging. If you're experiencing OA pain and considering surgery, Health Partner can help. Len Greer, President of Johnson & Johnson Health and Wellness Solutions.
Health Partner is a digital health platform that connects you with information and tools to explore your treatment options and to work with your care team to physically, mentally, and emotionally prepare for surgery and recovery.
Start your journey today by visiting thehealthpartner.com.
Do you get enough rest? Are you constantly restless when you go to bed? Do you fall off, but then you can't stay asleep? What is the problem? No matter what you do, you can't get a good night's rest. Well, a lot of us have that problem, so try MyPillow. That's what I've done. Members of the DJV gang using MyPillow. You'll get great rest every night. MyPillow, because it's made with 100% cotton, machine washable, dryable, very popular to begin with. If you haven't tried one, they make it so easy for you. These pillows made in the USA come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Wow. And backed by popular demand, MyPillow's best deal. You buy one MyPillow, get the second one free. Visit MyPillow.com. Make sure you use that promo code DJV. That's the promo code DJV to get the deal at MyPillow.com. Good Day Health, with an understanding of medicines that are linked to higher allergy risks in youngsters around the world. The prevalence of allergies and asthma continuing to rise, and a new study suggests a possible factor that could help explain why this is the case. The study links the use of acid suppressive medications and antibiotics during infancy with the subsequent development of allergic diseases like asthma as you go into childhood and adulthood. These medications are given frequently, according to Dr. Edward Miter, who was the lead on this work. He said, we found 8% of all children received a prescription for acid suppressive therapy. Acid suppressive medications are typically prescribed or available over the counter to help reduce problems that relate to acidity in your gut, acid reflux, ulcers, that kind of stuff. And these things, the medications, usually given to young children who regurgitate food and appear fussy. For most infants, though, regurgitation of food isn't a disease. It's the normal thing as they develop. That's the thing that's so crazy about this, the new medicine. People don't even know what's going on in your body. There's some infants with severe gastrointestinal problems, esophageal reflux, and they have the disease. And so they need to have therapy, but that's a few and far between. This is something that's happening now. The most important thing I think that you need to remember about these medications, the acid suppressors, the antibiotics, not only affect food allergy, but also affect other allergies, asthma, skin problems, dermatitis, eczema, and respiratory allergies as well, eye allergies. Keep that in mind as you're thinking about what to eat and what to expose your children to. All right, so let's see here. One more item of interest, blood pressure question from, here's a fellow named Doug. Interesting, thank you, Doug.
Must be
who wants to worry, or is worried, wondering about exposure for the spas that have both the steam room and what's the other thing? Not the steam room.
Well, they have a sauna, dry sauna.
Sauna, right.
Yeah.
He wants to know if long exposure is bad for you. He said he's tried 30 minutes and it makes him nauseous, dizzy, and he even fainted once walking out of the spa.
Well, he's probably detoxing. You know, the whole idea behind those things is to raise the body temperature and to open up the pores and promote sweating. And so that's one of the ways the body takes out the garbage. I mean, you drag it out to the corner of the street, the people come by and pick it up. Your right. body has a way of taking out the garbage as well. It's not just through the urine and through the colon. It will do it through the skin. It'll do it through air,
sweating,
your breath. And so he may be doing it too long. I see nothing wrong with dry sauna or the wet steam room.
Do you do it?
If you do it, I haven't done it ever since I canceled my membership because I started working out with the stuff I have at home.
Yeah.
I don't do that anymore. But I do have a dry, I have one of those far infrared units at home that I haven't been using.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you told me about that. I was going to get one myself.
And so maybe he's just doing it too long.
Well, I just Googled this. Maximum temperature should never exceed 104 degrees.
Yeah.
If you have have heart disease, diabetes, high and low blood pressure, you should never go into the spa without consulting your doctor first. The hot tub, all
raising
that stuff.
Raising the body temperature will increase your blood pressure. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, all right. So it may help you shake a few pounds, but at what cost? It's 10 before the hour here on Good Day Health.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Doctor time. Yes, Dr. Jack Stockwell continues to be a very important cog in the wheel here of information. And information here focusing on vegetables. Your mother says, eat your vegetables. So, how are we going to decide which vegetables are good for us? I always have loved one of the sponsors for the program is Texas Superfoods, and they have a complete organic line of vine-ripened fruits and vegetables. Would they be considered cruciferous? What's a cruciferous vegetable? What's the definition, Jack, of a cruciferous vegetable?
Well, there's a crunch. That's kind of one of the things that gives it away.
Crunch.
Brussels sprouts,
so broccoli.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. That kind, that cauliflower, the crunchy type, red of the garden pepper variety, the red pepper even more so than the green pepper, because they contain a compound called sulforaphane. And Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine has done some extensive research with sulforaphane and its effect in it has a strong anti-cancer compound, but it also, when it neutralizes the carcinogens before they damage cells, it has a very protective effect on the eyes, especially the macula, the area of the retina, in the retina that actually is where light is focused. So when we get macular degeneration, that area of the retina begins to turn from a nice, smooth highway surface into an old, 1600 cobblestone type of street type of bumpy surface, which diffracts the light, refracts the light into different directions so that you can, I mean, you literally go blind at anything you're staring at. All you can see is the periphery, the outer edges. So I wanted to bring that up. I think sometimes we overdo the whole vegetable thing, but there are some vegetables. Well, this, I think we've talked about this on the show a couple times before. If you're out hunting an elk or a deer or buffalo or something, those things, when you spook them, can get up and run away from you. Plants can't run away from you. And it's interesting how plants have, they don't mind if you take the fruit. They don't mind if you take the seed. They just don't want you taking them.
So you're saying that...
And they produce chemicals inside of them to ward off people. Now, some of them are extremely poisonous. I mean, they got the point really early in the evolutionary development. But a lot of other things that have been grafted and changed by agronomists and whatever else, like tomatoes, for instance. I think we've mentioned this once before. Tomatoes and potatoes are part of a nightshade family.
Yep.
And potatoes and tomatoes actually have ingredients in them that cause inflammation inside of our bodies. And I've got some patients that when I can get them to, for a sustained period of time, stay away from some of these particular kinds of vegetables and watch what happens, the inflammatory in their response actually in many of them begins to reduce.
Isn't it different with a different person? Bodies are all different and they react differently?
Well, certainly. Certainly. You know, whatever your genetic background is, and you know, if you take somebody who, you know, a Polynesian, for instance, and start feeding them an Eskimo diet, or you take an Eskimo and start, you know, feeding them a Central African diet, you're going to have some serious problems because over the thousands of millennia, our bodies have been genetically adapting to whatever is in our latitude, to whatever is around us.
Mm-hmm.
We have certain types of digestive processes to handle the food that's in our backyard, as opposed to the other side of the planet.
Right.
But the whole world now has become so homogenous that a lot of this is lost. A lot of it's been missed. And so, anyway, I talk about this because of Cruciferous Complete. I think I've told you about that before from Standard Process. It's a concentration of these particular things for the eyes.
As compared to, that's for your eyes, in general, I've mentioned Texas Superfood before, which is a blend of organic, vine-ripened fruits and vegetables. There are 55 of those, Jack, naturally grown, raw fruits, vegetables, the kind you're always talking about. So they're all put together. They are they're free of herbicides and pesticides and all that sort of thing. They don't have any animal products in them, no dairy, no egg, no gluten, no soy, no corn, no wheat. They just have fruit that's organic. This is the stuff. This is awesome stuff. Check it out at the website TexasSuperfood.com/Doug. All right, TexasSuperfood.com/.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.